Sparks Playground.
Hooray! This is the Darren Harris Podcast. Here's your host, Darren Harris.
Hey folks, what's up? Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Darren Harris, and this is the Darren Harris Show. How you doing? Hopefully everybody had a good week this week. My week was pretty decent. So today I'm talking about, I guess, what everybody is talking about in the country, and that's Donald Trump right now. And I don't try not to talk about this guy too much, but I've been kind of paying attention a little bit to the trial that he's going through right now, and he's starting to realize that being in a criminal trial is a lot different than being in any of these other trials, in the respect that you have to kind of be in court. You got to be there. But, you know, he's still going to be able to campaign. His camp is still going to be campaigning for him, but he's got to actually be in court. So it seems to me he's looking a little stressed, but, you know, you can't really tell. He's good at hiding a lot of things, but you can kind of see that there's a little bit of stress mounting, just because you can see that he really wants to be out on the campaign trail, which, where, you know, for all intents and purposes, which is where he should be, out campaigning for his bid for the presidency. But he's in court, and they are, I guess, they're in the middle of picking jurors, or they're almost done picking jurors. But there's been a lot of people who say that they just could not do it. They couldn't bring themselves to be jurors in this case because of the way that they feel about him, or, you know, just their political affiliations. There's a few reasons that people are just not about it, not about sitting up for this. Me personally, I know they wouldn't pick me, because all you'd have to do is listen to my podcast once or twice, and yeah, you wouldn't pick me. But there are people in this country that can genuinely be jurors in a case like this because they genuinely don't care either way about what's going on. They're just here for the facts. And can you keep yourself to the center line while you are deliberating these facts, regardless of how you vote? So what is it? Is Donald Trump guilty or is he innocent? Well, that remains to be seen. I don't like to really necessarily call, you know, shit out, but I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah. And there's a few reasons why I say this. And I mean, it's real simple. I mean, you're a fan. If you were a fan of this porn star, and you got an opportunity to hang out with said porn star who happened to also be a fan of yours, I mean, what the hell do you think is going to happen? Now, nobody's saying, you know, that he didn't do it. Of course, it's all over everything that Donald Trump paid Stormy Daniels hush money. The issue is whether or not he paid her hush money in order to keep her quiet so that he was able to run for president, which I guess that's where all the problems are coming. So, in my personal opinion, yeah, I believe absolutely he did. And the reason why is because when you don't think certain things apply to you, you believe that you can do anything. You believe that you can get away with anything that you do. You believe that whatever it is you do, for some reason, there needs to be an exception made for you in order to do this, in order for me to be able to. And if those exceptions aren't made for you, then if you're in a person in that position, then you have no problem whipping out a couple of dollars to make shit go your way. Because that's what everybody does, right? That's what everybody does who has a little bit of money. When shit don't go their way, they start flexing their money. They start flexing out how much money they have and how much money they could put forward towards the problem. You know what I'm saying? Which creates problems for yourself and other people, but mainly for yourself, especially if you're trying to do something. Now, if my thing is this, if he had gone about it honestly, right? If he had gone about all the shit that he does honestly, because let's make no mistake about it. As much as people want to think he is, this man is not an honest person, okay? He's just not, all right? So everybody talking about how honest he is, you can miss me with that shit. This guy is he's not an honest person. But if he were an honest person, then he wouldn't need to do this. He wouldn't need to do that. He wouldn't need to pay somebody off to be quiet so that he could run for president if he were an honest person. Because if he were an honest person, he would have never cheated on his wife in the first place. Put himself out there in the first place. I mean, how does she feel? I mean, if I was her, I would want to climb under a fucking rock and not come from underneath that shit. You notice how she's not around. You know, she's around some, but she's not around. She's really not involved. She's just not. She's non-existent. Last time he ran, she was all vocal. She was up on the podium and she was clapping and waving her hands, you know, first lady, you know, doing the first lady dance. But not now. And the reason why, I'm going to tell you the reason why, is because even she believes that her husband is not an honest person. And honestly, I mean, I don't think I'm far off when I say that she really don't want to do this no more. She ain't really feeling it like that. I mean, it was cool the first time until she found out that this guy was a fucking, you know, whoever he was. And that, you know, people, and, you know, he is a very unpopular person in a lot of forums around the world. I mean, honestly, I think he should have just stuck to TV. I think he should have just stuck to The Apprentice and these, and not tried to delve around in politics, because the last thing the American people should have to be worried about is whether or not the president or the person that's leading our country is trustworthy or honest. We shouldn't have to be worried about that. But time and time again, here we are, worried about whether or not the person leading our country or the people trying to lead our country are worth a damn. I mean, here we are. I mean, are these people worth a damn that we're putting in office, that we keep fighting for? Are they really worth a damn? Are they worth keeping in office? I mean, why are we protecting these people? Because that's essentially what we're doing. We are protecting a bunch of criminals, really. If you look at it. You know, I had somebody sit and tell me today, oh, well, Obama did this. Well, motherfucking George W. Bush did that. Well, Clinton did this. Well, motherfucking George Bush Sr. did that. There's none of them. None of them are good. And the sooner that the American people understand that the politicians in our country are not for us, the better. They're for themselves. They're trying to preserve themselves. And if you align with them, then that just, you know, that's good for you. But if you don't align with them, they don't really care if you align with them or not. I mean, they do until they get elected. But once they get elected, you know, holy shit. Do I really still align with this dude? Now, there are some people who align with Trump, and they're going to continue to align with Trump because of his very simple core ideology, which is the defense and the preservation of white supremacy. And if you don't think that's what the agenda is, then you're sadly mistaken and you're extremely delusional, because that's completely what it is. Because if it wasn't, there would be more in favor for us as opposed to against us. And when I say us, I mean African Americans or people of color. And I don't know how the rest of us are really going to deal with that. I mean, yeah, we can vote, but you know, if for some reason, right, Donald Trump is on trial. If for some reason he does not go to jail, January 1st, January 2nd, if he wins the presidency, the United States is going to change a lot as we know it. We already have a stacked Supreme Court. It's just a stacked deck. That's all it is. You know, it's a court that's put into place to get this guy out of trouble whenever he goes and does something that gets him in trouble. Because that's all it is. It's just these people bailing his ass out of bullshit while making themselves look like complete idiots for doing it. And that's exactly what's happening. I mean, Clarence Thomas, and I'll go ahead and say it, and you can shit on me all you want to. Clarence Thomas is the biggest Uncle Tom to ever live, if you ask me. One of the biggest Uncle Tom-ass niggas that ever live is Clarence Thomas. You know what I'm saying? And the fact that he can sit up there and continuously vote against his own people on so many issues, just, I mean, dude, I mean, you might as well just become an honorary, you know, white person, because you don't give a fuck about black people. And that's unfortunate. What we do need is we need somebody, and this goes for all of the justices, we need people that care about people, not black people, not white people, yellow people, green people, or blue people. We need justices that care about actual people, okay? Not because they're conservative, or not because they're transgender or not. Not because they're human beings, and because you are the highest court in the land that is supposed to represent human beings, not Republicans, okay? Humans. How about that for a concept, Supreme Court? Mr. Thomas, how about that? How about representing humans for humanity? Okay? For things that are concerning to all humans, not just Republican humans. You know what I mean? In this country, at least. Not just conservative humans in this country. I'm talking about all humans. So until you guys can get together and decide that we're going to defend and represent all humans, the Supreme Court can really kiss my ass too. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing they're doing is they're bailing out bullshit. They're bailing out and supporting bullshit. And that's my opinion. So back on, if this guy is elected the president. If he's elected presidency, of course, this country is going to change hard, almost immediately. Almost immediately. Now, there'll be a little bit of pushback from Democrats, but as long as you got the courts in your favor, it's not really, you know, and the House, it's really not going to matter much. You know what I'm saying? We can push as much as we want. Democrats can push as much as they want, but it's just not going to fucking matter. It's not going to matter. Now, on the other side of that coin, if for some reason he is convicted and has to go to prison, the United States, again, is going to change dramatically, drastically. But how so? How will this country change if this man is actually convicted and sent to prison? Well, a lot of people seem to think that all of the people that support him, especially the ones that are extreme, are going to mobilize and do what they can to uphold his ideologies, which causes violence in our country amongst our citizens. It could very well be the start of another civil war in our country. I saw a movie with my wife this week. It's in the movies, and I wholeheartedly, I'm telling everybody, Democrats, Republicans, liberals, I mean, independent, anybody listening to my voice, if you have an opportunity to go and watch this movie, Civil War, I would go sit down and give it the hour and 45 minutes. Because it puts a lot of things into perspective. There's some harsh shit. Excuse me. There's some harsh shit that this movie kind of put out into the forefront that really made my wife and I just start thinking. And all of the signs are clear and present right now in our country. We are a giant pressure cooker that is about to explode here in the United States in several different ways. And nobody seems to have a handle on it, and nobody really seems to care. We're living in a very volatile period in this country. It could be great. America could be great. We really could. It could be great. And I'm not talking about America being great from some guy claiming to make it great again. I'm not talking that kind of great. I'm not talking that kind of great. I'm talking America could be great in the respect that all American citizens, every American citizen, even the Native American citizens, can all work here in accordance, in harmony, in love, without any hatred. But see, in order to do that, you have to get rid of the ideology from certain people that this country belongs to just them and only them. If Donald Trump doesn't go to jail and becomes the president, then you can expect a lot of the programs that have been put forth for children, that have been put forth for black and brown families, some of the support that we get for healthcare in black and brown neighborhoods, you can expect a lot of that stuff to start going away. In Arizona, they just celebrated overturning Roe versus Wade and upholding some law that took form back in the 1800s or some shit like that. And they're up here upholding a law that took place in the 1800s. They're digging back in the stacks. They're trying to take us back. You know what they did? That's a woman's right. That's a woman's right that they took away. That's a woman's right to choose for her own body that they took away in the state of Arizona. They took that away. You know what's next? The rights of black and brown people. That's how it happened before. They took away women's rights. And then what did they do? They took away the rights of black and brown people. And that's what they're pushing for. They're going to be subtle about it. They're going to be as subtle as they can about it. And I'm going to get a lot of hate for it. I get hate every week, by the way. And I love it. Great. Hate me. Hate on me. I love the hate because it just shows how much you hate when people call out hatred. When people call out bullshit. Because I'm calling it out. Whatever you guys are standing on, I'm calling it out. It's thorough bullshit. You can vote for somebody that will cut women's rights. You can vote for somebody that will cut rights to minorities and children and transgender. You're poor quality people. You're a poor quality person. What you did, that action, is of poor quality. If you're voting for someone as they lay things in place against people, especially on the basis of their race or on the basis of their ethnicity or on the basis of their religion, then you ain't shit. If you can sit up here and think that you are better than people, then you ain't shit. Okay? If you think you're better than someone just because you vote for a motherfucker, then you're not shit. And that's both sides. That's liberals and conservatives. You ain't shit if you're voting for people in hopes that they're going to do something wrong or bad or take away shit from the other side. Because at the end of the day, you're just voting to take shit away from other human beings. And fuck you for that. What it should be is this. If it's not for all human beings, then we're not going to put none of you motherfuckers in office. Right? None of y'all. We're just going to sit here and be by ourselves for a little while. And honestly, that's what I think really needs to happen. I keep saying this all. We need to take ourselves out of the world stage for a little bit. And we need to turn the mirror around and say, hey, listen, we need to get our shit together for us. Because we got shit we need to get together here. Like a whole bunch of it. Like a whole bunch of shit that we need to get together here. But we just refuse to because we're so enthralled with this political bullshit, with the theatrics of politics lately. And that's exactly what it is. It's the greatest fucking show on TV for the past couple of years. It's the fucking political bullshit that we've been watching. It is a straight up soap opera. But like I always say, you know, it's ultimately, it's just the Crips and the Bloods, right? That's it. That's all it is. That's all it is. It's just the Crips and the Bloods fighting on a different playing field. And we need to get rid of this ideology. What needs to happen is people who are for all Americans, regardless of their differences, regardless of their different ethnic backgrounds or their religions, there needs to be somebody or some people to represent all of that, not just this particular part of it. I'm going to run for these people over here, and these people make up majority. Nah. I don't want that. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of racially lopsided political parties. I was just talking to somebody a little while ago. I think there needs to be just as many black conservatives as there are white conservatives, and just as many black liberals as there are white liberals, and just as many black independents as there are white independents. Do you follow what I'm saying, folks? Needs to be everybody. Not just lopsided over here or lopsided over here. It needs to be every fucking body. Okay? And the way that happens is you start making policies that benefit everyone as opposed to just one side. But nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. Nobody really wants to do that, especially not conservatives. Because conservatives, all they see is conservatives. They don't give a fuck about anything else except for what they see. You know, and if you listen to rap music, then you ain't conservative. Oh, but wait a minute, unless it's conservative rap that promotes, you know. See what I'm talking about? It's just bullshit. It's just a lot of fucking hypocritical ass bullshit, man. That's why I'm so tired of politics in this country. Oh, why don't you leave, Darren? Trust me, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here, okay? Trust me. Trust and believe that I'm trying to get the fuck up out of here before somebody does some dumb shit to tear this motherfucker up even further. And not to mention all the threats that we face from overseas now. Because we do. We face a bunch of threats from overseas now. And like it or not, a lot of this shit is on our soil. But what the fuck are we fighting about? We're fighting about dumb shit. Instead of being united as a country like our name kind of says we are. Remember? Remember, we're supposed to be the United States of America. And it should just be called the States of America. Or just just the States of America. Not United, because we're damn sure not United. Damn sure not United. It should just be the States. States of America. And, you know, if we're not going to be united, then what the fuck is the purpose? Then what the fuck is the point? And that's the thing. If we're not going to be united, then what the fuck is the point of this country in the first place? If we're not going to embrace each other, then what the fuck is the point of this country in the first place? If we don't go to bat for each other, if we don't recognize each other's differences, then what the fuck are we here for? I mean, it just seems to me that people just want to be here because of what they think that America represents. But when they get here, a lot of people understand that America just don't represent shit but hate. America has become the new face of fucking hate. We're not freedom. This is not freedom here. This is not freedom. You might be free to do certain things, but they're daily trying to erase freedom out of this motherfucker. Like banning books. That's one freedom that they have got, they're trying to get rid of. But shout out to Oregon. I think it was one of them, Oregon or someone. They have banned book bans. That's what I'm talking about. They are banning book bans. How dare you ban history? What the fuck do you think you are? Because you wake up every morning and you put a fucking American flag pin on your fucking lapel. Then you walk out of your house with this stick shoved so far up your fucking ass. Do you think that you're better than everybody because you get to walk around with this fucking pin on your fucking lapel? Well, I have news. If you can sit here and you can do that to fucking people, guess what? You ain't shit. And I'll tell you in your fucking face every day, you ain't shit. Because you don't represent me. You just represent them. So fuck you. I'm looking for somebody who represents us all. Not just us, not just them. I'm looking for somebody who represents us all. Who we all can get behind. Now, we're not going to like everybody, like I said earlier. We're not going to like everything about every candidate. But you know what, though? I think this is the criteria should be. Most of the majority of Americans should like one particular candidate. All right, we don't like this guy and we don't like this guy, but we all kind of agree on this guy over here, and this guy over here needs to be the motherfucker. I'm tired of people putting people in office that don't need to be there. Even locally, I'm sitting here watching, you know, local elections. There's three fucking campaign posters up around town for three different motherfuckers running for sheriff. Re-elect one motherfucker or elect two other motherfuckers that have, you know, X amount of experience in this field. And all of them look like the only thing they want to do is put motherfuckers in jail. That's all they're trying to do is put people in jail. They're not trying to reform the community. They're just trying to put people in jail to keep the revenue going. And that's why I can't vote for people like that. Because at the end of the day, it's not about people. It's about revenue. It's that simple. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, we'll get more into it. The other side. What happens if he goes to jail? It's the Darren Harris Podcast. I'll be right back.
Hi, Discover. It's Jennifer Coolidge. I'm so glad I can talk to you 24/7.
How can I help?
I bought these yellow pleather pajamas, and I don't think I'm pulling them off.
Discover, 24/7 U.S.-based customer service. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Now, back to the Darren Harris Podcast.
Hey, folks, what's up? Welcome back to the program. Today, I'm talking about what happens to America if Donald Trump goes to jail, and what happens to America if Donald Trump doesn't go to jail. Now, if he doesn't go to jail and he doesn't become the president, there's a few of these scenarios. If he doesn't go to jail and he doesn't become the president, then expect some shit to happen. There's going to be protests across the country, I'm sure. There's going to be a bunch of, let's count this vote again just to make sure. Which I don't necessarily think that's a bad idea, to kind of recount votes a couple times just to make sure. But it's going to be a lot of that. There may even be some violence if he doesn't go to jail and isn't elected president. If he doesn't go to jail and is elected president, I still think that there is going to be a lot of civil unrest in the country. I don't think there'll be a lot of violence because this person will control the military. But what I do think will happen is martial law. I think that he will begin to flex his might here in the country like he wanted to the last time. And he is going to start trying to flex his might here against the people of his own country. which I don't think that's good for any Americans, not even the ones that vote for him. Be careful what you wish for, folks. And that's, you know, that's the same thing. I mean, I could say that about AI too, but that's a different podcast. But be careful what you wish for, because it's not always, you know, what you expect it to be. So what happens if this man goes to jail? If this man goes to jail, I think people will be so upset that there will be large-scale violence. There will be large-scale protests. There'll be violence in the streets. There'll be random acts of violence. There'll be organized acts of violence, all in defense of this person. All in defense of this person. I think either situation is very dangerous for America, and the future of America is contingent upon this. So what I'm going to say to Americans, some of you may not like what I'm about to say, and I don't give a shit, but I think you need to start getting prepared. I think people need to start preparing for some bad shit. Now, I hate to be, you know, Debbie Downer or Mr. Doom and Gloom, but hey, man, the writing is on the fucking wall. All right? And don't get caught out here with your fucking pants down. Don't get caught with your fucking pants around your ankles, okay? All right? Pay close attention to the shit that's going on in the world, not just what's going on here with this guy, because what else is happening in the world, that's going to play a big part in what's happening here too. And what's happening here is going to play a big part of what happens in the world. And I'm not even kidding. I think it's very important that we keep sight, you know, of what's going on in our country. We need to stay focused, hyper-focused on that, because it's going to affect everybody. I mean, I have so many people walking around not giving a shit. Oh, politics don't affect me. Yes, the fuck it does. It trickles down. And I used to say the same thing, especially I was 25 years old saying that shit. Politics, fuck politics, man. We need to understand that politics is how the world works, and that it does affect all of us. It affects our children. It affects everything, the way we live. It affects everything. And when we don't stand up and we don't go out and vote, and when we say this shit ain't got nothing to do with me, we just leave the door open for things to get increasingly worse. We have to stop opening the door and leaving it open for things to be worse. We need to start standing the fuck up. We need to start caring. People out here, you know, in a lot of these communities just don't care. They just don't care. And then they complain and, you know, well, it's because of this. And it's because you don't give a fuck. It's because you didn't care to stand your ass up and go down here and vote for what the fuck you wanted. So much so that the whole neighborhood didn't go. So, of course, this shit is fucked up. But you can't blame anyone but yourself, because you didn't take it into your hands like you were supposed to. Like me, rest assured, I will get up and I will take this into my hands, and I will go down here and I will cast my vote for what I believe and against what I don't believe. And everybody should do that, because if everybody did that, you'd be surprised at the shit that we could change, especially down here on the little local level. If we vote, folks, things change. Oh, my vote doesn't count. Sure it does. It's just got to be a bunch of them. We got to do it together. We got to do it collectively, because when we do it collectively, that's when it starts to matter. The reason why people couldn't believe the election, because the motherfuckers in Georgia voted. Black people voted. Which people, they're baffled, motherfucker. What? Oh, how did they? That can't be right. Yeah, it's right because we voted. But then what did they do? Because we voted, they try to make it so that our votes don't count. We have to vote in order to get them to count, to get our votes and our thoughts and our issues to count. We have to stand up because they're not going to stand up for us. We got a motherfucker up here actively running for office trying to erase that shit. And a motherfucker down here in the state of Florida, down here who's doing whatever he can to erase it down here in this state. Same thing over in Louisiana, Mississippi. All these places steady trying to dial us back. Well, we need to push forward. Don't let these motherfuckers dial you back. Push forward. Push forward. Let's get these old motherfuckers out of office. Yeah, I'm talking about y'all old people. I'm talking about your old asses. Yes. Let's get old politics out of office. And let me tell you why. When you have old politics in office, things don't change. Things don't change. Things don't change. If you got a motherfucker in office, he's 75 and still running for office, he's still thinking from 75 fucking years ago. Okay? He's still thinking from 75 fucking years ago. We don't need that kind of politics. We don't need that kind of structure, old world structure. We need new shit. There's a bunch of younger people, but you know, younger people don't really want to run. They're too busy being young people. So we left with all these fucking old heads that just want to fucking, that just want motherfuckers to get off their lawn and then want motherfuckers to do the shit that they say that they need to do. You don't pay bills over here, motherfucker. Why the fuck? Why are you over here in my business? You see what I'm saying? That's the problem with politics. That's the problem. So we need to get up off this problem. We need to figure it out here quickly because come January, the world is going to fucking change. So there's some things that need to happen. We need to get buckled down. We need to get prepared for some shit. We need to get prepared for the worst. All right? And I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say, oh, Darren, you're just being, shut the fuck up. Okay? Everyone, prepare for the worst. All right? I'm preparing. My wife and I, the people that are close to me, we are preparing for the worst. And the reason why I'm preparing for the worst is because I was present for 9/11. I watched that shit happen live. I didn't watch it on TV. I didn't fucking hear about it. I watched it. It was the most horrible shit I've ever seen in my life. And the way we're cruising right back towards more horrible shit. So if we want to get back to that horrible shit, keep putting the motherfuckers in office. We got an office. Keep putting them in there. Keep putting them in there. And I guarantee you, we're going to see that shit a lot sooner than you think. I think that's going to do it for this week's episode of the Darren Harris Podcast, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. I do appreciate it. I want to thank my mom and my dad for being the greatest parents in the world and giving me this mouthpiece that I got. I want to thank my wife for being super sexy, super fine, and super supportive all the time. I want to thank my best friend, Jesse Yandel, for being the best producer a man could ever have. I want to thank Gentry Thomas for giving me the platform to reach you folks out on. And I want to thank, again, everybody who has listened to my podcast and everybody who continues to listen to my podcast. Please, please, please like, subscribe, share with a friend. Go to my social media. Get down with me, folks. And also, check out some of the other podcasts on the platform. There's some good podcasts. There's a podcast that I kind of like. It's called The Coolest Geek Alive. And it's pretty cool because he talks about a lot of comic book shit. You know, and I'm a comic book guy, so I think The Coolest Geek Alive is a really, really good program. If you guys haven't checked it out, definitely log into it. And of course, always the Outcast podcast. Them dudes is fucking fools, man. I listen to them idiots all the time. So shout out to both those shows. So, hey, if you guys enjoy my podcast, I know you're absolutely going to love these other two podcasts. So give them a spin. I guess that's going to do it for me, y'all, for this week. I'm Darren Harris. Be watching out for me next week when I'll talk about some completely random shit again. Love y'all. See y'all next week. Peace.